Hey, what's going on? This is Uberlito number 7. Fuck. Number 14, the date is August 16th of 2004. Sitting on the recliner, all kicked back, relaxed, with the laptop. I need some professional, not even professional, just some audio editing equipment, period. I have a microphone that I stick into my microphone jack. And this is my recording setup, along with Adobe Audition. That's about it. So someday, hopefully, I'll have a microphone stand and a mixer. And all that good stuff. Someday, hopefully. I'd like to start off the show with, I would like to create a movement. This movement needs to be created. It's been far too long. Let me explain. You may or may not know who Jason Scott is. He runs a website called textfiles.com. And he has this ability to simultaneously manage 50 million projects at once. Every time I hear him on a radio show or any appearance whatsoever, he's always mentioning some other website he's working on. I don't even know how many domain names the guy has, but bitchthecurve.com, textfiles.com, the BBS documentary site, cow.net. I mean, just the list goes on and on. Disrespectcopyrights.org, I believe. I mean, the guy just does so many projects at once, it's insane. What I would like my movement to be is that somehow, either with or without his knowledge or with or without his consent, somebody needs to give some hardcore drugs to this man to speed up the process. I don't know a whole lot about drugs. Would it be crack, speed, maybe even cocaine? But somehow needs to get to him. Maybe we could slip into his food or... I mean, think about it. Right now, he is doing... Let's look at what he's done. He's taken the whole entire BBS history and culture and preserved it. That has been an insane amount of work he has into that. A BBS documentary that is going to be huge. 3 DVDs plus hours and hours of footage that's going to be placed for free online eventually. Billions of other things he's doing right now without the help of hardcore street drugs. So there needs to be protests, riots in the street to get this man on some hardcore drugs. So we can benefit, because think about it. We'd have to do far less work as a community if we just had him do it all. You see what I'm saying? Hell, even eventually down the line, like, you don't feel like shoveling your driveway or going to get the mail. I mean, there could be a point where he'd just do it all for us. You see? The amount of energy this guy has, without the assistance of these compounds, I think a lot of it's going to waste. You may have been wondering why I have been taking so long to get this episode out. It has to do with, of course, some procrastination and all that good stuff, but my problem with the whole internet radio scene today is that it's kind of gotten to this niche. For the most of the shows, there's a few that have done something different, but the most of the shows, including mine to some extent, kind of take the format of, let's talk about news stories for half hour, hour. And that's the show. When really, it's a lot more interesting topics that can be talked about. I mean, hell, let me bring up my show notes and see what I was going to talk about. Things that are utterly useless. Oh, my home network is not functioning correctly. Oh well. Well, it had to do with stories like, Sony's new iPod killer and it's sucking. I mean, who gives a fuck about an MP3 player when there's so many more topics going on right now? So many things that are so much more important than this. Our rights in general, in this USA at least, being systematically taken away. The fact that if you look into a lot of the terrorist attacks, you do some research, you watch some documentaries, there's very well-documented proof that we probably did it. Just a few scary things like that, you know? And we're sitting here talking about MP3 players, and oh no, the IRAA is suing somebody. You gotta look at the big picture. I think there's a lot more out there that we need to focus on. I mean, even just fun technical things. Like, I would like to do a show on maybe SQL injection or some sort of technical topic that, or highly technical topic, really. I mean, yeah, we all do technical topics. We might talk about Linux, but this needs to be take the next step and just instead of blathering on about news all day, because it's pretty, well, okay, I'm not going to say coming up with content for a show is easy. Even finding news stories is usually kind of a bitch. But once you have the news stories, I mean, what you didn't do the reporting. You didn't do any of that work. All you're doing is finding a news story and you're just giving your opinion about it. So if you have the ability to have any kind of radio skills, so you have radio skills and you have an opinion, I don't think that's really enough to do a show. And that's what I've been doing, not really realizing it. I just kind of, I'm kind of sarcastic bastard, but which I think adds something to the show. But, you know, I'm tired of just bullshitting about news. I'm going to start doing much, much better shows from here on out. Like, the next episode I had, or next few episodes I have some pretty good ideas for. So the next episode, episode 15, may be a little bit late, as most of the episodes are, but be for good reason. Well, as it stands, as I'm recording this episode, my uberlito.com is down. The 99-cent web host is proving to be a 99-cent web host, I guess. But oh well, what do you expect? A website that is up now, however, is hackthissite.org. Hackthissite.org is the shit. I was playing with it for a little while. And then all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. I guess the guy that hosted it for the group got all pissy and stopped. What Hack the Site is you can go on there and you can learn how to hack, and they give you some mock websites to break into, and they have kind of a big knowledge base of how to do all these different kinds of attacks. They have a community that, yeah, there's a lot of lamers there, but most of them are trying to learn, so that's all good. When the site went down, I was figuring out how to do SQL injection. And it was fun. I was researching, and I was trying to figure out how to deface one of the sites on there. And then it just went away, and I was sad. And I almost resorted to just trying SQL injection on innocent websites. It was pretty sad. Poor websites. So yeah, definitely check out hackthesite.org. I recommend it. I just like to add to my radio show rant that you don't have to necessarily be more technical. You just have to be creative. That's it. Just figure out some new stuff to this show. You'll see an example of this next few shows I do. I would like to give a pimp a shout out, some shouts, some shiz outs to Squizzy Radio, SQUIZZY, I believe it's called. Squizzy Radio is kind of an unknown show. It's on the main page of hackermedia.net. It's just mainly because they suck ass at promoting. They don't do it. So, not a lot of people know about it, but I consider that show to be one of the best shows out there, really. It's one of my favorites, and I wish they would make some more episodes. They made 7 episodes, and they stopped. So, email them, contact them somehow, I don't know, go write something on blood on their house, you know how that goes, so it's a good time. Tell them to keep doing the show. It's a good show. For example, I turned 87 onto it. 87, you may or may not know, has been a guest host on the show before. 87 likes the show, so if 87 likes the show, you should like the show. There's one little catch to the show, though, and it's that it sucks. That's it. Show totally sucks ass. That's the only downside to it. Hey, I've got a good 15 minutes of audio here. That's enough for a show, isn't it? I think it's a couple minutes of dead silence in there that I'm gonna edit out, but hey. You know, it's a high-quality radio. Things like that happen. Okay, yeah, I promise. Either next episode or the episode after that will be something completely different. We'll be good. I do not want to talk about the news anymore. As you may have seen, I have not done it in this show. I don't care about the news anymore. I really do not fucking care. Unless it is something extremely major, maybe I'll mention it. But next person somebody sues, I'm not gonna say anything about it, because it doesn't matter in the whole grand scheme of things. Goodbye, everybody. I don't even know what the outro and intro music is. Let's see. Okay, the intro-outro song is Steve Ballmer, oh, god damn it. Okay, it's by Digital Drew. It's called Monkey Developers. There we go. It's taken from the pretty well-known Steve Ballmer, one of the head guys at Microsoft. One of his speeches or performances at a Microsoft conference. It's very, very good stuff, and somebody remixed it into a song. Oh, it's great stuff. There we are. Enjoy. And you can reach me at Kizzle@hackermedia.net, KIZZLE, uberlito.com. Have a nice night, everybody. Sleep tight, drive safely, drink responsibly, and all that good stuff. Whatever else you can do to stay more safely and responsibly, I highly recommend you do that. It's always good. It's always great. Goodbye, everybody.